Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the No Bad Days podcast. Johnny, what is up?
What's up,
buddy? Why are you looking at me like that?
It was the way you said episode.
I know. I kind of.
You came hot out of the gate.
I had a marble in my mouth there.
That's okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not going to redo it because I want authentic consistency in this.
Yeah, we want. Yeah.
Yeah, we want to.
I tried to say authenticity, but I actually came out with that.
That's marbles. A hard word.
You got
to
marbles
say.
In your mouth.
That it's a hard word to say.
I didn't warm up.
We're a raw podcast, right? Like if we fuck up, it's just gonna be out there.
Yeah.
We don't make any edits ever.
Zero edits. You hear is what you get.
What you hear is what you get. Just like what you see.
Except for last week when that bug crawled on me when we started the episode and it was already recording.
Yeah, we needed to
was that all?
That was all recorded.
Yeah, that was all on recording.
Did we edit that out?
Yeah.
Obviously.
There's a lot of F-bombs being dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, I don't listen to the podcast.
It was all video recorded too.
I thought that was hilarious. Should have left that in.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not though.
Huh.
But anyways.
But yeah, no, not much is up. To answer your original question.
You're doing well?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
How's your oblique?
It's good.
Good.
We're all healed up now. Doctors.
You got a new shirt on?
I did. My mom sent a little care package, some cookies.
Yeah.
Some Christmas calendars, gingerbread house.
And And
Christmas Day pajamas.
Oh, nice. That's always a big thing in my house too.
Yeah. So I got a Yellowstone shirt, which I'm rocking right now. Thanks, Mom. Couple snaps for Paula.
Yeah. Shout out, Paula.
Couple snaps. I got a nice little button-up sweater. It's a little big, but maybe I'll grow into it.
It's cute.
You
look good on Christmas Day.
Yeah, it is.
Just me and you.
Oh, it's a big one?
Yeah, it's baggy.
You can put it in the dryer.
It'll just be me and Marty.
You should wash it. It'll probably shrink. Is it cotton?
I gotta look. Mm. I don't know.
Is it a knit sweater?
It looks like it, yeah.
Yeah, it'll probably shrink a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just toss it in when I do my laundry day every 2 weeks. And then some PJs.
Your laundry
a scarf.
Day or your laundry days?
Day.
Laundry month.
My laundry day is once every 2 weeks.
How long does it take you to complete laundry from the time you put it in the washing machine to the time you fold it? from the time you dump it?
Probably one full day. Depends if I put it in
24 hours.
Like 24 hours.
Depends if someone reminds you to take it out of the washer and put it in the dryer.
Hey, your stuff's in there.
It's okay.
It is, yeah.
Could be longer.
Could be.
Yeah. Hey.
Definitely would be longer if we had to like walk somewhere and do it.
I would hate that. How about when we first, because you guys didn't have dryers either at school originally, right?
Yeah, we have to go buy them.
You know what our landlord said?
First week or so, we got some.
She goes, you know that gray building that was next door? They were always doing construction on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She goes, there's coin washers in there if you want to just do that.
Yeah,
it gets negative 32 degrees here. I'd rather not walk.
Yeah,
that's 100 feet in the snow.
That adds up.
You know, but hey.
Yeah.
We found our washers on Facebook Marketplace. Got it from free.
Yeah. No, we paid for them.
We paid for ours.
You paid for yours?
Ours are pretty new.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys had nice ones, I guess. Ours weren't so nice.
Only the finest at the Marriott.
Yeah, we only had the finest of appliances.
Appliances.
Cat litters.
Yeah.
Cat food.
Yep. Leftover birthday cake in the basement.
Pizza. Cake.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Avocado pits.
Every streaming service ever.
Wrappers underneath the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you were just done with your granola bar,
couple
immediately.
Cat hair balls around here and there.
That's the best thing, though. Just grabbing your garbage and just putting it on the floor.
How many times do you guys think you saw Mort puke?
Then with Mort?
Mort was there for about 6 months while we lived there.
Yeah.
No, he was there for 8 months because he was there the whole time.
Yeah.
So Mort, 8 months. We probably saw him puke twice a month. So 16 times. That's at very minimum too.
Yeah.
Because some months he'd be really tummy hurt.
He'd be,
he was just rolling around. He had that like weird sack in his stomach.
Yeah, he got the pooch.
Yeah,
he got the kitty pooch for a while,
and he liked taking people's seats as soon as they got up. Mm-hmm. That was Mort's seat.
Yeah,
we would bury farts in the couch, and Mort just, I guess, liked fart butt. Yeah. Just went over there and just curled up in a little ball and shut his little eyes. He was cute though.
Yeah, and then he'd fart.
He would fart.
He was a gassy little cat,
and they stunk.
Yeah, he was a stinky little bugger.
Yeah, Ollie was all right. Ollie wasn't too bad.
I preferred Mort actually over Ollie.
Yeah?
Yeah, big time. I don't know, what about Ollie?
Was it the attitude?
Might have been the attitude,
yeah. Because Ollie would have some attitude sometimes.
And I didn't really get along too good.
But that was only after Papa clipped his nails.
Yeah.
Pawpaw? Peepaw?
Peepaw? Peepaw Meemaw?
Yeah, speaking of peepaws, Mort was always in the peepaws. He would drink water out of the toilet too.
Yeah, he did have Ollie was caught in there a couple times.
Yeah, we caught Ollie in the piss paws tank.
Yeah. And then he would crawl on you with like on your
not
pants.
Not on me, I wouldn't allow that.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. No, he was a little piss paw bandits.
Anyways.
Anywho.
So since the last time we've been on here, we have started this new show. I don't know if anyone's ever seen it
or heard of it.
It's pretty new. It's called Game of Thrones.
We're so behind.
But yeah, we're kind of crushing that. We're on season 4.
Almost
halfway
done.
Through season 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite the show.
Quite the show. I will give it a couple snaps. It's definitely one you got to pay attention to. Definitely not mind-numbing TV like we're used to.
No, it's not like tossing on an episode of The Office or Friends or anything like that. I do see what everyone hasn't really shut up about the last 10 years,
yeah,
I guess.
2011 was when it came out, I think.
Yeah, so like all my buddies back home watched it, and they would have all these like inside jokes about Thrones, like someone did something like for the boys, they would say, oh, there's so much honor in that, and like I would have no fucking idea what they were talking about.
Yeah,
so now I do. Now I get what honor is.
We've also found the most hated TV character of all time.
Without a doubt, not even close. If you think you have one, you're wrong.
Yeah.
It's King Joffrey.
Rest in peace, though.
R.I.P. Oh,
yeah.
Well.
Spoiler alert. Joffrey, he passed away.
Yeah, he bit the dust.
And we were happy. We celebrated even that whole night. We poured one out for Joffrey because we were happy to see him go.
Yeah, he was. And like his little shit grin after he would do something.
God, yeah, he thought he was such a cutie.
Like when Tyrion's getting married and he takes away the stool.
Yeah.
And he just laughs at him.
Yeah. And he just did a bunch of just.
If you don't get that joke, Tyrion is played by Peter Dinklage. So.
That's his name?
Yeah. That's a tough last name. But he's a beauty.
No, he's an elf, right? That character? He's the book writer in Elf.
Yeah,
it's the movie Elf. I know he gets called an elf.
He's the editor of that paper they're trying to like collage with.
That's the actor I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage. That's his name, man.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
he's a great actor. He's in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, he's a sick actor actually, and his character in Thrones, I love him.
Yeah, he actually started off as a really unlikable character, but then it's grown on us.
Yeah.
No, and he's still alive, actually. He's kind of just battling for his life right now in season 4.
Yeah, he is.
He's on trial right now.
But yeah, the boys like that one. We like Thrones. Big Thrones guys now.
Big Thrones guys, but don't send us any spoilers because obviously we're not done it yet. We got about 4 more seasons to crush. Or what,
three and a half
and a half
more seasons. So we'll have a full book report on it next week when we're done.
35 more hours of TV.
Got 35 more hours of TV. We could probably get it done by next Tuesday night.
Probably.
Yeah. Give us like 3 days.
Yeah. But good couch time.
Yeah. So good show. We're a little late, but there's no time like the present, as president, as what they always say.
They do say that sometimes. It's good.
And we've been having little Yellowstone watch parties here at the well, we gotta come up with a name for this apartment too.
What should we call it?
I don't know. We'll have to think about it.
Then we'll have to get it tattooed on us.
Yeah.
So we need a good name.
Yeah,
I need
a brand deal. Please, please.
Yeah. So we'll have to come up with a good name. But yeah, we've been having some Yellowstone watch parties here with a couple teammates that watch the show as well. Not gonna lie, the season has been very uneventful so far.
It's been dry. There's very been no spoil. No gunfights, no action. There was a fight,
lots
though.
Of
there
good,
was
a fight. What do you call it in like the movie when it's like good?
It's like scenery, setting everything.
Good
up.
Setting. Yeah, what is that called? Good cinematography.
Cinematography.
Yes. Yes.
Nice word.
Right?
Nice.
Am I right?
Fucking word.
Yes. No, but word. The way they've produced the show so far has been good, but there hasn't been much going on.
Yeah. Like the most eventful thing was when Beth went toe-to-toe at center ice with Summer.
Yeah, that was
first
pretty wild.
6.5 minutes.
Yeah, they fought.
I can't believe how long that was.
It was a UFC fight.
Yeah.
That was literally a 6-minute scene.
And Beth, her face is like fine now. And Summer's is...
Well, Beth is a tough customer.
She is. I wouldn't want to go her.
Oh, and she ball-capped someone in the first couple episodes.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she got put in the drunk tank.
Yeah. Can't be hitting on her husband, that's why.
No,
no,
that's not how they roll
like that.
No.
But yeah, once again, we're stuck wondering what's going to happen in the season. It seems like the last three seasons, they've just left everything to the end of the season. And then they make you wait on it for like another 6 months.
I know. I hate that.
I know. Just like get it over with at the beginning and then get into the boring stuff is what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's been really uneventful, but we still love it. We still love Yellowstone.
And that new show starts next week. Pretty sure December. What'd I say?
What, 1923?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it starts this Sunday.
Yeah.
That one looks sick.
That's the in-between of the two that's come out, right?
Yeah, it's another prequel to Yellowstone.
Is it the same
actors? It's a prequel to the one that came 1883.
Yes.
It's the next generation, right?
Yeah.
Is it the same actors as 1883?
No.
No, they would be all like...
They're all like...
Old or dead.
Yeah.
1883.
Yeah.
Who's the new? There's new actors in it.
Yeah, Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford
and Helen Mirren's in it. She's a sick actress.
I wouldn't be able to put a name to that face or a face to that name.
You ever seen The Queen? Have you ever seen Hobbs and Shaw?
Yes.
You know the old lady that plays Hobbs's or Shaw's mom.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's Helen Mirren.
Yeah. Is she British?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That'd be interesting. I always wondered how they do. Do you think it's easier to go from a British to an American accent or American to British accent?
Well, Beth is British.
Yeah, bro. Beth is
British. Yeah, she does a sick job. First time I heard her talk, that actress, I was like, holy fuck. Pretty good.
Yeah.
But hey, you're a good actor.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully that's their job.
I guess. How they make a living. Yeah, like that's why they call it acting, right?
That's why they call it Sin City, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I'll put that right in, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, we're the Magic City.
Is that what
Birmingham's called? The Magic City.
And the Dinner Table of the South.
Yeah, also that. But someone told me that. I think it's Magic City because of something to do with the soil in this part of the country. It's one of the only places where everything to make iron is like already in the soil.
Really?
I'll look it up right now.
I think that's what it's about.
How do you make iron?
Iron is there's like three
main the rapid growth of its iron and steel industry.
What's in iron? What does it take to make iron from the soil again?
I don't know. It just says increase accessibility to the area and mass influx. Yeah, I'm not gonna read.
But yeah.
I'll tell you what though, there's only one steel town.
Sure.
And you know what that is?
No one cares.
Mm-hmm.
It's Hamilton, Ontario. Oh, I love cracking myself up.
Yeah,
that was a
good one.
Yeah. I can't remember what it is for iron.
That's okay.
Anyways,
I'm sure our listeners aren't too concerned.
They don't. Yeah, they probably don't care that much.
No, that's okay.
Anyways,
that's okay. Yeah,
it is fine. We'll figure it out later.
Yeah,
we'll get an answer for you later.
Why not?
But yeah. Anyways, we spent last weekend on a bus. That was fun.
You guys did.
I turned 25.
Yeah, on a bus.
25 on a bus.
You turned, turn
literally 25. Turned 25 on a bus.
I turned 25 on a bus. Halfway to 50, feels awesome.
Yeah, you're old now.
I know,
both
dude.
Of you.
Not even in my early 20s anymore.
In our prime right now, though.
This is the prime. Yeah.
So in our prime.
This is prime years.
I heard 25 is an elite year.
25 is like the new 18. I heard.
Yeah. I think I've heard that somewhere.
But yeah. Really? Anyways. we played on Friday night at home. We won. And then immediately following the game, we hopped on a sleeper bus and we drove 9 hours through the night to Roanoke, Virginia. And yeah, woke up. Actually didn't really sleep all that well. So we're on a bus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Basically woke up around 9 a.m. Eastern time. Went to a hotel, got a hotel room for the day, slept a few hours, and moseyed our way down to the hockey rink and played a game. Unfortunately, we lost. And then guess what? After the game, we hopped right back on that bus and drove all the way back to Birmingham.
That's nuts. Home at 5.
We got home at 6:30.
6:30 in the morning.
6:30 Central.
I was all cuddled up in my bed at that time.
Right in time for the sun to be rising and us to close our eyes for a few hours.
The best part, though, about Sundays is just chilling with the boys.
Yeah, Sundays is the day off of the week. So
the day off in every aspect.
Yeah.
Like, you don't cook. You don't do anything.
Eat out.
I ate Whataburger twice that day.
Yeah.
That's
for lunch and dinner.
Found our way down to the old watering hole known as the Tin Roof.
Great spot.
Where
live music.
Live music was great.
Mm-hmm.
Cold beers.
Yeah,
good company.
Similar to other Tin Roofs around the country, it's a live music bar. They had a band. The band was from Nashville.
Yeah,
and they came down. They played a nice little set for a few hours, and then we just came back home.
Yeah,
went to bed.
Nothing too eventful, as per usual.
As per usual, nice Sunday, nice little Sunday.
Yeah, the boys just like to enjoy themselves.
Sometimes it's nice to have a little change of scenery. You know, you don't want to be sitting in your apartment too long.
No,
we watched some Sunday football with Lotsy,
yeah,
and a couple of the guys,
a few of the other boys.
Had some. Oh yeah, Dwyzy was making us some nice Canadian Caesars too.
Yeah,
which I don't know if you guys like Caesars. You do, Marty.
Yeah, I love Caesars.
I don't know if you do. You probably don't.
I had one last time. Not this time. I'm not a huge fan, but every now and then I'll have one as a little treat.
It's not like something I could drink like three or four of. I normally just have one, and that's like enough because they're filling.
No, you're not Colton Bates.
No, Colton Bates enjoys. he does enjoy his Caesars.
That guy will any time of the day, anywhere, if he's having a beer, that's followed right up with a Bloody Mary or a Caesar.
Yeah, he's half his blood is clamato juice. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's why he can. Yeah,
but yeah. We also had a nice little hockey guys team meeting on Sunday just to catch up with the guys. And
it was nice seeing the boys.
Nice seeing the guys in their new element.
Snapping it around again with the hockey guys.
Seemed like they're all happy in Minneapolis, which is good.
Yeah. I can't wait till next summer, though, when the boys
summer
get together at that marathon that we're unfortunately running.
Yeah, speaking of that, we saw a video of a guy that did a marathon, no training. He seemed fine.
Oh, what did he run it in?
I don't know.
Oh.
He finished it, though. You sent me the video.
Did I?
I'm pretty sure.
On TikTok?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, you know what? Fuck. We don't need to train. We're athletes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, train. Like, I feel like it's a severely overlooked thing.
Like, at the end of the day, we're going to finish.
At the end of the day, you just need to get your ass across that line before a 7-hour mark.
Like, you think I need a medal when I cross that line? No.
Just a beer.
You probably will get a medal and a beer.
I'm going to get lots of beers.
Actually, who is it? Just me and Batesy not running? And Cuddy.
Cuddy's not either.
Maybe it's in Cuddy a lot.
Is Will?
Yeah.
Yeah, Will is.
Is Frizz?
Yeah.
I want him to wear a GoPro when he's running.
I want to run beside him the whole time. Just see.
You're not going to be able to. Because you're just eventually going to go faster.
I feel like what's going
to
happen.
You're not going to be able to help it.
I feel like Frizz might run two marathons when it's like when you do the actual distance of his path, because he'll probably just be swaying back and forth across the street the whole time.
Yeah, he's an east-west guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, since like his head's so big that he just has to follow it around.
Yeah. He's so lateral.
Yeah. It'll be interesting, definitely. Wonder what the pregame meal for that is.
I'm gonna have a big old plate of pasta.
You're supposed to have a bunch of carbs. Maybe we'll go to what's that, Vabene, the night before in Duluth?
Yeah,
the Italian place.
Tear it up a bit there.
Yeah,
get some wine in
us. Some wine,
sure. Wine's like an antioxidant, right?
Yeah, you're supposed to drink wine before marathons. I read that in a magazine.
Yeah, that's what all the Olympians do
every day.
Yeah, cleanses your body.
Yeah. Do people in Italy drink wine every day?
I'm sure some.
Is that like part of the culture? Like you're supposed to have wine with dinner?
I don't know about every single person, but I would definitely put my money on it that majority of the people have wine every day.
I'm not. But like your family, some of them live in Italy, right? What do they have for dinner? Do they have?
Well, wine when I dinner? Was there, we had a lot of wine.
What's the
breakfast,
difference
lunch, and dinner?
What's the difference between Italian wine and French wine? Is there like a difference, or just the grapes?
Just the grapes. There's
no difference in like fermentation.
There's like certain wines there's certain wines that you could only call it that wine if it's made with that, like a certain grape in that region of wherever it's from.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like champagne can't be called champagne unless it's made in Champagne, France.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Nor did I.
We learned something new every day, boys.
Yeah. Good to keep our mind sharp.
Commit that one to the memory bank for sure.
And that's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Just keep our mind sharp.
I really hope I'm right though. Like someone told me that. So like if I get fact checked, I'm gonna be pretty fucking embarrassed.
I'm pretty sure someone's gonna fact check you now that you said
somebody
that.
Listening, just fact check, just to be careful.
Fact check me. And then if I'm wrong, you can DM me and
then Johnny, I'll have to sing you a song on the next podcast.
Then you'll have to drink only champagne for the next 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll be interesting. That'll be good. I'll feel great every day.
I mean, you probably will, because like you only have like one or two a week.
One or two what?
Drinks.
Yeah.
Like normal.
Yeah. Yeah, we just hang out.
Yeah.
Crush waters. That's what we do.
Drink warm tap water.
Unfiltered.
There's nothing worse than warm tap water.
I could think of a few things that are worse.
But there's nothing better than an ice cold glass of water.
Is there anything better than when you get to the bench after a long shift and you just grab a water bottle and just squirt it and just gulp.
Yeah.
Or after a bag skate. Yeah, and like one percent of it gets in your mouth.
Do you guys ever squirt it down your back?
No.
I put it in my knee pads.
I hate that feeling so much.
Yeah, I hate. Yeah,
it's just gross. Like, even though like your equipment's already like wet and all that from like skating and stuff, but I don't. Yeah,
you've been on the ice bath train kind of recently though, haven't you?
I've been taking an ice bath almost every day at the rink.
Yeah. So what's that about?
I don't know. I started doing it for my injury, and it was like helping it, and then now I'm just
great after.
Oh, dude, you feel like $1 million after. It's like a mental battle when you get in, because the hardest part's getting in.
Yeah.
And then to pass the time, like I only go in for like 6 minutes at a time. And then I don't know why. The trainer said go from like 5 to 10. So I chose 6 minutes. And then I just go in there.
Above the minimum.
Get my breathing like right.
Not overachieve.
No, you can't overachieve on that one. Mm-hmm. But once you get your breathing like settled down, I just go on my phone and like scroll through Insta, you know, catch up on the morning news and
check a couple DMs.
No, my DMs are dry, bud.
Oh,
I got nothing in there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just some spider webs.
That's about it, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, DMs are pretty bad. But And you know, I don't dish any out either. That's the thing. So if you don't dish any out, you're not going to get any back. Right.
That's true. Yeah.
So, you know, it's a two-way street. That's how I like to look at it. But yeah, I just go in there, go on my phone, pass the time, 6 minute timer buzzes, hop in the hot shower for like 10 seconds just to get the body back. And then, I feel good.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you have a hot shower after?
Well, I have to shower before.
No,
like,
I know.
That's the
rule.
And then I go in there and then it kind of like shocks your body. And then
does the hot shower feel really hot after you get in an ice bath?
You don't. Honestly, I don't even feel my toes when I get in the shower after.
Because they're frozen off.
They're literally frozen.
You ever walk around after an ice bath and feel like your feet aren't like movable?
Yeah, it feels like you're walking on squares.
Yeah.
Like you can't feel your toes.
Yeah, I used to get that too when I took them.
Yeah.
I should probably get back on that.
Dude, they're awesome. I would recommend it to
anyone. It's not that cold of a tub too. What is it, like 55 degrees?
55, yeah.
That's not like extremely cold.
But today I actually told our trainer to lower it.
Make it colder?
Yeah. Just because you get used to it a little bit. You want to challenge yourself, right?
Well, not too much, yeah. Maybe like 49 degrees?
No.
That's a big deal.
That's just crazy.
Or 54. That we said 50.
It was at 55. Actually, today was warm. Today was at 58, which kind of pissed me off. But
so it was like a hot tub to you today.
Yeah, today I might as well just gotten the freaking hot tub time machine. But it's going back to 50.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
It's all about the mental grind, boys.
I enjoy just a nice hot shower.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Sometimes I feel like those showers at the rink are just super hot for some reason.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, very there's hot. No in between. Either they're ice cold, yeah. Or they're fucking like they're colder than the cold tub, or they're steaming hot. And you're getting licked by a flame.
I prefer them to be hot, but still, it's like, can I just pick my temperature?
That'd be nice. That'd be ideal.
You know, you'd think that would probably be. Anyways, doesn't really matter.
Doesn't affect us.
There's nothing better than just getting to the rink in the morning though, grabbing a cup of coffee, throwing on the sports highlights, just chatting with a few of the guys about what they got up to the night before.
Yeah, I love story time at the rink.
Yeah, it's the best part.
Story time's great.
Because we got to be there an hour and a half before practice anyway, so you just sit around, get warmed up a bit.
Put a backpack on,
yeah. Have a coffee, watch the sports.
Massage gun on the legs,
catch get up them with going. A few of the fellas.
A backpack is just a heat pad for everyone.
Yeah.
That probably wouldn't know.
It's just a heat pad.
They would wonder. Like,
you just strap it to your back.
You're not in school anymore.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
It's not a literal backpack. It's just a nice heat pad. And then maybe sometimes a neck backpack. Throw on your neck.
Depending how you slept the night before.
Yeah.
I go on the groin. Gets really hot though. Can't do it too long.
Yeah.
Burns the area a little bit.
Yeah, it's surprising how hot that gets through that like thick material.
It really, yeah. Because when you first put it on, you're like, oh, it's not working. And then like a minute later, you have second degree burn, which isn't fun.
No, it's not.
And then your legs all fucking
red. I wouldn't really, want that too much, but
yeah, it's not the best.
Yeah, burns are like not the way to go. You guys ever get like burnt by something? Even just like a little bit, it's probably the worst pain ever.
Yeah,
it is. It ruins your fucking day. Like,
oh, we're weak.
Dude, this was the dumbest thing ever. We had a like this like pizza maker my first year at Soup, and it was like tilted and it was pissing me off, and I'm like why don't we just like fix this? And it was on and it was cooking a pizza, and it, like the pizza's like it's open, and I lifted the bottom of it with my finger. I'm like, oh, there we go.
Yeah,
that would look hurt. At my finger after, and there's a fucking like balloon on my finger after.
Yeah,
not the smartest thing I've ever done. Yeah, it was pretty stupid, but you learn from your mistakes. Don't touch things.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't touch that again.
No, I'm not. I'm very careful.
Throw it right outside. Chuck it.
Yeah, no, it has to go in the garbage. Yeah. Can't be in my presence anymore.
Was it that one that spread the sauce out?
No.
Did you guys have one of those? I thought I saw one of those in your guys' house.
No, it was. It's the same thing. It just cooks it.
Oh, it didn't.
On a spinning circle.
There's like one, like there's like a piece on top that like is like generating all the heat, and then the bottom gets hot.
It's literally like a microwave.
Yeah,
but
it was odor,
like exposed.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the thing on the top was where the sauce comes out. I thought it just spread it evenly over the pizza.
No. You put a Jack's on it. Oh, like an already made pizza.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you cook like frozen pizzas on it.
Oh, our favorite.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't had a frozen pizza in a while. Maybe for dinner.
How many Jack's pizzas do you think we dummied in college?
Like
realistically.
Like, well, like I would say over 100. I feel like that's fair.
Each?
Let's go in each? Total.
In total? Yeah, over 100.
Yeah,
over
4 years.
100%. Oh, we'd buy two every time we went to the grocery store. So that's a lot.
And they'd be gone.
Probably close to 200.
Yeah.
And it's weird because like hockey makes you really sick of pizza.
It does.
Like junior especially. Like,
yeah, because you're eating it after every road game.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And they order it in the first period, yeah, and then it gets there by the second. Then you want to throw up.
And then they put it in the freezer for a bit with the pucks for the game.
You get some nice hard cheese. Remember the pasta bowls we would get?
Oh man, don't even get me started about
the bread bowls.
I remember
those were the worst.
My cousins were having Nona Monday, and they like sent a pic of like the food the one time. So I sent a pic of the bread bowl, and it's
comparable.
Yeah, no, it's almost there.
Yeah,
actually, eating the bread bowl was unreal.
Yeah, they're really not bad.
The garlic thing,
besides the fact that you get like 10 noodles in it.
Yeah, and besides the fact that Domino's Pizza made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you couldn't trust Domino's to make good pasta.
No, I wouldn't say like that's what they're known for.
No, because their name's Domino's Pizza, so probably. Yeah.
If their name was Domino's Pasta, it'd be a different story, right?
Yeah, they'd probably be a bit better at it, yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I just don't know whoever thought to put pasta in a bread bowl.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that's just like.
It's a tad gross.
It's doubling up your carbs right there.
Yeah. We need it.
And then putting that bread bowl in a pizza box.
Yeah. In a piece of tin foil. And then you pick at it. And then you throw away this block of rock solid cheese that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just put it on the floor. And then you got to clean it up later.
All right. Enough rambling. Let's get into some questions.
Yeah. Okay. My favorite. We haven't done
questions in a while.
It's my favorite part.
Oh, gosh. A couple long ones here. Let's see.
Greetings to my favorite pod squad. I hope you all are doing well. My question is NHL related. I didn't really get into NHL hockey until about halfway through last season, and I decided to follow the Seattle Kraken based on jersey colors alone. I had no idea it was their inaugural season, and they kind of sucked last year. But I've been following them since the start of the season this year, and they're doing way better than last year. But my question is this: at what point in the season do you start really like putting stock into team standings and like playoff positions and stuff like that? Because I know we're only a quarter of the way through, but they're doing pretty well so far. But I feel like there's still a lot of time left for us to be disappointed. So when do you start taking standings seriously? All right. Have a great evening.
First of all, great question.
Yeah, that was.
I think I love the enthusiasm great too. That is.
We're happy that you love hockey now.
Yeah.
By the way,
we love Seattle. To hear that. Yeah. I mean, good time to pick them if you're new to hockey because they're new as well.
That's the goal of the podcast.
Yeah.
And the hockey
guys. It's in the mission statement.
That's why we do it.
Right? I think American Thanksgiving.
To take standings into seriously?
Well, if they're in last place and they're not coming back from that.
St. Louis did it.
I would say after the trade deadline. Like if April? You're like last. No, it's not in April, is it? I thought the trade deadline was in January.
No.
Or February?
I don't know. Poppy, you want to come in?
No.
Okay.
That's our boy Jake Popolardo.
Yeah, he's just doing laundry at our house. anyways, I think I mean it just kind of depends where the team's at. If you're in last place by American Thanksgiving, then you're probably not making the playoff.
You don't think you can battle back?
I mean, you can always battle back, but
from November?
When does the season end?
Playoffs start in April.
Okay, so I'd say like February.
Yeah.
Because you still have sort of enough points to maybe battle your way into like a wild card. But like, and then that's like when you get enough points to secure your position.
There's a stat that teams that are in the playoffs at American Thanksgiving, 75% of them make the playoffs.
Yeah, but I would say take that into consideration. And then after the trade deadline, that's when all the teams are making their push.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, keep up the enthusiasm. Love it.
Two times a year, pay attention to the standings.
Hey guys, I hope you are doing well. My question is, what is the biggest adjustment going from living up north, so Canada, Wisconsin, et cetera, to moving down south to Alabama? Hope you guys are having a great week.
Thanks.
Thank you.
What's the biggest adjustment? The weather.
Yeah. Not having to wear a jacket every single day.
Yeah.
Even though I kind of do. Like I wear a sweater and sweats every day.
Yeah. You feel weird not wearing a jacket.
You know, if you don't wear a solid jacket up north, you'll die.
And you don't have to start your car for 20 minutes before you leave.
That's true.
Yeah, you don't have to get like, that's what makes you pissed off in the morning is just waking up and getting in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no problem, Jake. Have a good night.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Okay, I'll be over. So definitely the weather. Anything else?
Really? Yeah. It's not really like an adjustment. I wouldn't say it's much different. Like it still gets a little chilly here, but nothing close. It's nice not battling the snow, I guess.
You don't have to get your winter tires put on every fall.
Yeah. We like it. It's nice.
And you get set up with everything here. Like you get your apartment, you get everything.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about too much.
They take good care of us here.
And you don't have to do school.
Yeah.
So really there's nothing.
So that's why we're doing Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing the school of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
School of Hard Knocks. We gotta catch up on that.
We're in Targaryen University.
Elise is our favorite.
TU.
Yeah.
You're doing really well and enjoying your dinner date. My question tonight is whether or not any of your traditions from college hockey have carried over into pro hockey. For example, Jordan and Tava, do you still walk in the same way when you've had a win and change direction if you have a loss? And Johnny, have you found anyone else to do the ET handshake with without Will being there? Thanks, guys. Hope you're doing really well and have an awesome night.
I forgot you guys used to do that.
Me too. Yeah, we the way the ring's set up, there's only one way in and one way out. So we go one way, basically.
Yeah.
One way
street. Just through the player's entrance there. But we started a Starbucks tradition.
Yeah, now we go to Starbucks.
We do crush coffees before.
Which is like kind of sus because they're so expensive.
Yeah, it's $6 a coffee. US, and then you do the Canadian conversion. It's more like $8 a coffee.
If you're at work for Starbucks, like hit us up maybe. And
like hook the boys up. If you work at Starbucks in Pelham, Alabama, hook us up.
Yeah, hook us up.
Please. Like, please. No, like seriously, please.
Yeah, because we really can't keep doing these $6 coffees. Yeah.
And I haven't found anyone to do the ET thing with, but that's more of like doing like that superstition. Like you can only really do it with one guy. And then Will's not my hockey teammate anymore. Still my boy.
He's retired.
But you just kind of got to move on from that and find something new.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about it.
Hey guys, it's Emily, and my question for you guys this week is, what is your guys' all-time favorite Christmas movie that you guys have to watch at Christmas time? Sending much love to you guys, and hope you guys have a great holiday season and Merry Christmas.
Funny you say that.
Thanks, Emily.
Yeah.
We're having a Christmas movie night tonight.
Yeah, we're having a Christmas movie night date with a bunch of our teammates, with a little bit of wine mixed in.
Maybe some Christmas cookies. And some
popcorn.
Popcorn, yeah.
Christmas cookies, yeah. We'll bring
just some Christmas themed stuff. Just spend time with each other. And we're watching Four Christmases tonight, which is a great Christmas movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vince Vaughn kind of steals the show.
He does. He does.
He really does.
But as for all-time Christmas movie, I don't know.
All-time
that Christmas I have to watch, probably Home Alone, the original Home Alone.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I like that. I like that answer. Maybe like that original like claymation Rudolph one.
Don't you watch like It's a Wonderful Life or something like that? Is that a Christmas movie?
No, White Christmas, you mean?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, when I'm home, I watch that one with my parents. That's like a must.
Yeah,
but I'm not gonna watch that with you guys because it was made in the 50s and Marty would have his head buried in the couch the whole time.
Yeah, I'd look at the back of my eyelids during that one.
I feel like I would have a quick nap too. Yeah,
it is. I'm not gonna lie, as good of a movie as it is, it is a bit dry at some points, but
I can imagine.
Yeah, but it's a classic, and the fact that you guys have never seen it kind of blows my mind, but at the same time not really. So to each their own.
Marty, do you have any you watch?
I was gonna say Home Alone too, like Home Alone as well.
Like two T O O.
The second one?
Yeah.
Like T-O-O.
Not the second one.
T-O-O. Yeah.
Or Elf.
Elf is, I was gonna say Elf too.
Yeah, Elf is up there.
It's
just a solid movie.
Yeah. And then sometimes you just throw in like a raunchy one, like Bad Santa.
I've never seen Bad Santa.
Oh, you'd like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd
like it. I'd like that one.
Yeah.
I'd like it. He likes it. Come on.
It's funny.
Come on, yeah, put it on.
Yeah, so those are definitely the go-tos.
Please.
Okay, with Christmas coming up, I want to know, what is your favorite Christmas dish?
Favorite Christmas dish?
Can we do Christmas Eve as well?
Yeah.
Does that count?
Do you not eat the turkey on Christmas Day?
Christmas Day we do.
What do you have on Christmas Eve?
Chop? No meat on Christmas Eve.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so probably the seafood pasta or the lobster ravioli that we do.
So seafood doesn't count as meat, I guess, right?
No.
Anyways, we eat meat on Christmas Eve, but I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But that's normally a tradition.
Yeah. Or
interesting.
Like in the antipasto that we have before dinner, the pickled cod. Is I forget the name for it.
Pickled cod.
No, but there's like a name for it. I forget what it's called, but it's unbelievable.
Spicy cod.
It's legit, like it's crack. Like it's unreal.
Never had pickled cod.
And I've never had crack, but
But you can imagine
that it's really good.
Okay. Mine is, oh
my god, that was good.
Gotta be, I mean, just like the turkey, like stuffing. I don't know what, like, about a specific one, just the whole plate.
Mine's cabbage rolls because my grandma usually comes up,
yeah,
makes cabbage rolls from scratch, and they're money.
Oh, baby,
yeah.
Get me a cabbage roll.
Is there how you say it would be money?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your mom's
or
side?
Crack.
Is that your mom's side or your dad's side?
My father's side.
Get me a Mrs. Martin cabbage roll.
Yeah,
sure.
Get it in my veins. Okay, it's time for King's Court.
Okay.
Here he.
King's Court draft. Marty's doing the hosting of the draft this week. Johnny and I are on the clock.
Yep.
And the category is what, Marty?
Top Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Can you say, is it Johnny or Reigning Champ?
I don't know. We didn't do a poll.
Oh, we didn't?
You can have the win if you want.
I'll take it. 2-0.
Sure.
It was drinks.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I won with the vodka soda.
Dude, it's not about the first pick. It's about all five of your picks. Yeah. Which one's the better?
Hey, when you're drafting players, it's the first pick that makes or breaks your team.
Really?
And then you could find some diamonds in the rough after. Because I had a Bud Light after.
The Edmonton Oilers?
Yeah, but I had a Henrik Zetterberg in the Bud Light after. Seventh rounder.
Bud Light, yeah. A lot of listeners want to drink Bud Light. It's their second favorite drink ever. Oh, yeah, Bud Light.
No, I took them in the fourth round.
All right. Top Christmas movies. Songs.
Songs?
You want me to go first or you?
We're going to do three.
Instead of five. Three instead of five.
Okay. Well, it's King's Court, so I go first, right?
Sure, King.
Thanks, King.
King Joffrey.
Christmas songs. I'm going to go with Mistletoe by Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Number one overall.
That was going to be mine. But I will go with All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
That's like a Crosby Ovechkin battle right there.
Yeah, that's top two. Now I gotta go to my draft sheet.
Somebody's gotta pick Hippopotamus.
Wait.
I want a hippopotamus.
Yeah. Hippopotamuses. Wait. Oh, come on. Wait.
Oh, wait. What's it called?
Shot clock.
No, shot clock. Wait.
And the pick turns over in 10.
Oh.
9.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas by Michael Bublé.
He just pulled up Michael Bublé's album and picked the first one he saw. Everyone just said no.
Yeah, because I forgot what it was called.
Santa Baby.
Said. Oh, yeah. Ooh. That's a good one.
That'll get in the mood to open Christmas gifts.
Santa Baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what the rest of it is.
Coming down the chimney tonight.
Okay. Johnny, you're up.
That's the final pick.
We're only doing three?
Yeah.
Frosty the Snowman.
That's a good one.
Sure.
We could do five.
Banger.
Okay.
Did you do five?
Yeah, we'll go five.
Okay, I'm going to go with...
Did you have Michael Bublé up too?
I had to look up the album, yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't pick the first one I saw.
I mean, it's the most popular.
Okay, wait, what did... What
and
did
it's
you,
good.
What did you just pick?
Frosty.
Frosty?
What, are you going Rudolph?
No. Yes. I want to go... Silent Night.
Oh, okay, good.
Silent Night.
All right, for my fourth, I'm going White Christmas, Bing Crosby.
That's a good one.
From the movie.
Perfect.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Keep going.
You've never heard? Oh my God.
I'm going with.
This is crazy.
A song from my favorite Christmas movie, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
How does that go?
Rocking around
in Home Alone,
the Christmas tree, have a Christmas holiday.
All right. Number five. What's going last overall here? What's going last?
What's it going to be, dude?
What is it going to be?
That's a hard question, right? Rudolph,
perhaps? Pull up your draft sheet.
Yeah, I gotta go look at the draft sheet.
Yeah, because you have it, right?
Yeah. All right, where are we going here? Where are we going? Where are we going? Oh. Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
Banger. Banger.
Feliz Navidad.
That's a banger. That one gets going.
And Tabor, your fifth and final pick from your draft sheet.
Going to the draft sheet. We're going to have to go down. This one might be off the board. Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
That is
a good one.
Because he's coming.
He will be, yeah.
Yeah, he will be.
He will be here.
He'll be on his way on that nice sleigh pulled by those hardworking reindeer.
Oh, this one's a banger too. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays by NSYNC.
What do you
Merry
think?
Christmas.
What do you guys think the reindeer do after December 25th?
I think they probably
let him loose in a field.
They must have a nice break, yeah.
They let him run and then like around.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're probably pretty tired of running.
They're flying. They're not running.
Well, it's the same thing.
They just let them free.
They have to run while they're flying.
Derain them.
Stay in the air.
Derain them. And is that what it, I guess that's what it would be called.
I think that they probably just go have a go night.
A North Pole go night?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they got
a couple Bud Lights.
They got to go to probably Lauderdale and tear up Lauderdale.
They must go. Yeah, they got to go somewhere warm. They're probably on a beach somewhere in like Tijuana where no one
would recognize them. what was that area in Fort Lauderdale that we went out in? What's that? It's called
Las Olas.
Yeah, they go tear up Las Olas with old Saint Nick a little bit.
Yeah, they probably
on his tab too. Yeah. So there's no pun intended, just free reign.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, they probably just let it fly.
Yeah.
That was all right, two good ones.
All right, boys. That concludes the episode. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And remember to
like, download, subscribe, comment.
And
toss a message.
See you next week. Happy holidays, everybody. See you, folks.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.